Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
Greetings once again in the wonderful name of our Lord and Savior, King Jesus. We thank the presence of the Holy Spirit in our midst as we greet all the listeners at Radio Pulpit. Ngegama lika Jesu wase Nazareth. Ekuseni kwanamhlanje bangcwele, sisaqhubeka ngendaba kamoya ingcwele. Ngoba yi-subject ebalulekile ngendlela emangalisayo. Ngani ngoba umoya ingcwele uyena ofika azohlala phakathi kwethu enze umsebenzi ophelele. Manje ekuseni kwanamhlanje uma besikhuluma kwiviki eliphelile, besikhuluma ukuthi uma umoya ingcwele wayengekafiki engakafi uJesu Kristu, engekanyukele ezulwini, engekafika umo ilanga lePentecost, ababehamba naye abafundi bakhe, babehamba naye kodwa bengamqondi. Ngani ngoba amehlo their spiritual eyes and their spiritual ears zazingevolakanga. Mabembheka bebembheka ngelihlo lenyama, bebemlalela ngelihlo lenyama until uJesu Kristu uma evuka kwabafileyo kwathi ngekukuthi ehlisa umoya engcwele ozokhona ukwenza umsebenzi ophelele. Siyakhumbula ke ukuthi siye sakhotha incwadi kaLuke chapter 24. Engithanda ukuthi sibuyele sicedelele namhlanje ukuthi siqhubeke ngale ndaba kamoya engcwele ukuthi ngesinye isikhathi ungahamba noJesu ungakhonza kodwa uma ungenamoya engcwele kufana nabafundi ababehamba noJesu kodwa bengamqondi ukuthi ubani. Ngani ngoba uma sifunda lapha yana ekuLuke chapter 24 sizofunda uverse 25-26 lithi uJesu Kristu wathi kubo, how foolish are you and how slow of your heart to believe all that the prophets have spoken? Did not Christ have to suffer these things and then enter into his glory? And beginning with Moses and all the prophets, he explained to them what was said in all the scriptures concerning him. Verse 28 lithi, and they approached the village to which they were going. Jesus acted as if he was going further, but they urged him strongly, stay with us, for it is nearly evening. The day is almost over. So he went in to stay with them. Verse 30 lithi, when he was at the table with them, he took bread, gave thanks, broke it, and began to give it to them. Then their eyes were opened, and they recognized him, and he disappeared from them. They asked each other, were not our hearts burning within us while you talk with us on the road? He opened the scriptures for us. Manje siyabona ke ukuthi ngempela babehamba noJesu kodwa esikhathini esiningi bebengamazi lo behamba abahamba naye ngoba nayo lapho kwincwadi kaMarko siyayithola bangcwele ukuthi kukhona uJesu lesasikhathi kuMarko chapter 8 uma sibheka uverse 29 wakhona kuMarko chapter 8 lithi kuverse 29 bakhona qala ku 27 lithi Jesus and his disciple went on to the village around Caesarea Philippi. On the way he asked them, who do you say I am? Who do you say I am? Then they reply, some say John the Baptist, others say Elijah, and still others one of the prophets. But what about you? He asked, who do you say I am? Peter answered, you are the Christ. Jesus warned them not to tell anyone. Manje uma sibheka namhlanje, ngithanda ukubuza lo mbuzo ukuthi uJesu siyakhuluma ngaye kodwa ungathini ngaye, umbone phi wena, enzani? Ngoba kukhona izinto ekufanele ukuthi uma kuvukelwa yisimo ukwazi ukuthi ngimbonile uNkulunkulu engimisile kwisimo esinje. Ngoba kuyenzeka abantu athi ngempela ngiyakholwa kulo Jesu kodwa ivungu-vungu maziza uyalibala ukuthi utheni, ukuthi ngani, ngoba uhamba naye kodwa kamazi. Kuyenzeka ukuthi ungahamba naye kodwa ungamazi, ngoba uma ngabe uyamazi kukhona ezinye izinto obongeke uzenze uma umazi uJesu Kristu. Lapha kwincwadi ka-2 Corinthians siyafunda ku-chapter 3 bangcwele, sizofunda from verse 7 sehle nayo ukuthi umoya ongcwele uma efika empilweni yomuntu kukhona izinto ezenzakalayo manje lithi title le message yakhona the glory of the new covenant the glory of the new covenant verse 7 from verse 7 lithi now if the ministry that brought death which was engraved in letters on stone came with a glory so that the Israelite could not look steadily at the face of Moses because of his glory fading through it. Will he not the ministry of the Spirit be even more glorious? Manje siyabona la ichaza ngokuthi uma uMoses ehla eyothatha njengoba besikhuluma ngelanga lePentecost ukuthi kulawa yethale wayethole umthetho kaNkuluNkulu manje lithi makehla entabeni yesinayi wayegcele inkazimulo manje leli lizwi likhuluma ukuthi uma lenkazimulo yayigcwele kumuntu ophethe umthetho ematsheni how much more ngenkazimulo etholakalayo uma ivela kuJesu Kristu ngomoya oyingcwele manje lithi lana will not the ministry of the Spirit be even more glorious manje lesi sikhathi esikuso it's more glorious than in the old covenant ngani ngoba manje kusebenza umoya oyingcwele sisaqhubeka lithi if the ministry that condemns men is glorious how much more glorious is the ministry that brings righteousness manje yile ekhuluma ngathi namhlanje ngetestament elisha ngani ngomthetho omusha the New Testament ukuthi manje kule Old Testament siyakhumbula ukuthi abantu mabenza into babegxojwa ngamatshe but still there was a glory and manje lapha umbuzo umpostoli Paul ethi if the ministry that condemns men is glorious how much more glorious is the ministry that brings righteousness manje lana bangcwele umoya oyingcwele uze kithi uzoletha ini the righteousness uzoletha ukuthi manje sihambe ngendlela efanelekile manje uma sibheka indaba kamoya oyingcwele ukuthi wenzani empilweni zethu bangcwele njengoba umpostoli Paul esho lana siyathola ukuthi lapha ezwini likaNkuluNkulu liyakhuluma ukuthi uzosigqokisa ngoba manje engekho umoya oyingcwele besifana nabantu abangagqokanga ngani ngoba kukhona izinto abesizenza ezimelene nezwi likaNkuluNkulu manje uzokhipha ini ngizozibala bangcwele uzokhipha umoya wefornication kithi asigqokise umoya wetenderness akhiphe the evil desire asinikeze bangcwele akhiphe the evil desire asikhiphe ianga kithi akhiphe filthy language makafika umoya oyingcwele uyayikhipha i-filthy language usifundisa nokukhuluma ukuthi asisakhulumi ngendlela esasikhuluma ngayo aphinde ufike umoya oyingcwele njengoba efikile aphinde asuse amanga ngoba kuyenzeka ukuthi sibe sithi sinonkulunkulu kodwa sigcwale amanga aphinde umoya oyingcwele make fika kithi bangcwele ukhipha inzondo enhlizweni zethu wenza ukuthi sikwazi ukuthethelela ukhipha this hatred ebesinayo uma singekamthathi uJesu aphinde umoya oyingcwele make afike enhlizweni zethu simthathi uJesu akhiphe umoya unforgiveness cala besingakwazi ukumthethelela umuntu osonile kodwa uJesu Kristu wakwazi ukubathethelela esesiphambanweni efundisa thina ukuthi singakwazi ukuthethelela manje make fika umoya engcwele uzokhipha lezo zinto afake izinto ezintsha kithi ene uma sibheka afika umoya engcwele asusa ibitterness kithi uyazi ibitterness mangcwele it is kwancwadi yamaHebrews chapter 12 it's a root that spreads and defile many ngoba uma une bitterness uba nalenzondo edlulela kwabanye ngoba lenzondo yakho uyifaka ebantwini uba ne bitterness nanamhlanje siyayibona lezo zinto kuma families ethu ukuthi khona abantu abaze bahamba benale bitterness bayifaka yadlulela kubazukulu namhlanje uthola ukuthi ama family awasazwani but uma uyibheka yayi root eyayisemntwini owayingena Jesu wayifaka waze wahamba yasala ngani ngoba izwi likaNkuluNkulu Hebrews chapter 12 lithi this brew it's a root it bitterness it's a root that is filth that defiles many ingcolisa abaningi ngoba umuntu one bitterness uyakwazi ukufaka abanye abantu umoya omubi ukuthi nayo bathathe lento yenzondo manje umoya ongcwele makafika uzokhipha into ezinjalo empilweni zethu ne-envy bangcwele i-envy ukufisa izinto engase zakho njengoba uJesu uNkulunkulu ekhulumile ku-Old Testament wathi ungafisi impahla yomakhelwane wakho ungafisi umfazi womakhelwane wakho manje uma umoya ingcwele engekafiki lezo zinto siyazenza ngani ngoba zine-nature yomuntu omdala aphinde umoya ingcwele makafika asuse i-selfishness ambition kithi iyabona i-selfishness ambition bangcwele into yokuthi ufune into ukuyithola noma kanjani noma ngabe kulimala bani noma ngabe kwenzakalani mawunale selfish ambition kuthi you are too ambitious to the extent that you can do anything in order to get that thing or to achieve that thing ungagibela phezu kwabantu ngoba uyifuna lento manje umoya ingcwele make fika uzosusa izinto ezinjalo make fika umoya ingcwele ususa drunkenness uyabona ke uthola ukuthi umuntu unale route yobuda kwa noma esefuna ukuye kutshwala angakhona ukubiyeka ngani akanamandla but umoya ingcwele makafika umphamandla okuthi konke lokhu okumhlulayo okubudakwa bese afika umoya ingcwele enza into entsha kuye afika umoya ingcwele asusa i-adultery kithi bangcwele siyayazi i-adultery ukuthi ube involved kwi-extramarital affair manje makafika umoya ingcwele uyakwazi ukukhuza noma ngabe ufika ulingeka and azazi ukuthi ushadile afika umoya ingcwele akhiphe inhliziyo ebulalayo the murderer's heart enhlizweni zethu afika umoya ingcwele asuse iblasphemy uyabona iblasphemy siyibonile nalaba mabebona umoya ingcwele ehla bekhuluma ngeyilimi baqala baba blasphema ukuthi laba badakwe iwine uyabona iblasphemy uma ibona into kaNkuluNkulu iyayicekele phansi blasfeme ithuke ngenye indlela manje umoya engcwele makafika kithi uzele ukuzosusa lezo zinto zomuntu wakudala asusa ijelasi la kithi bangcwele sibe ngoba kuyenzeka ukuthi ube nejelasi and ijelasi ke bangcwele ube ne-anger nejelasi umoya engcwele afika asuse lezo zinto asuse nobu-uncleanliness makefikile umoya engcwele and akagcini nje ngokuthi ayisuse leyo nto kukhona izinto zosiqokisa zona ngoba usiqokisa bangcwele a tender mercies asiqokise kindness asiqokise humility siyakhumbula nakuncwadi kamaphilippians ku chapter 2 elithi masibe ne attitude uJesu Kristo wayinayo i attitude ye humility aphinde uma ingcwele makafika asipha amandla to have his self control ngani ngoba uma ngeke umoya ingcwele sikhuluma noma kanjani senza noma kanjani asibi nayo i-self-control. Manje i-self-control yona ngokwayo is the fruit of the Holy Spirit. I-patient afika ifake. I-patient is the fruit of the Spirit. Aphinde afake uthando lolu bangcwele. Ngani ngoba uthando is another fruit of the Spirit. Bese afaka le-forgiveness. Sikwazi ukuthethelela. Ngoba kukhona le ncwadi ku-Matthew chapter 5. Lathi uJesu Kristo, uma uzelethe umnikelo wakhe altareni, check ukuthi akekho umuntu okwenze kabi akathi wena omenze kabi athi wena okwenze kabi bese ushiya umnikelo wakho uhamba uyoxolisa cabanga ukuthi uyoxolisa kumuntu okwenze kabi hayi wena omenze kabi kodwa okwenze kabi wena ofuna uyoxolisa so the Holy Spirit isinikeza konke lokho bese asinikeza ini i-contentment kweneliseka njengoba nompostoli Paul ekhuluma ngayo lapha kuncwadi yamaphilippian ukuthi ngineliseka ngingenako ngoba uma bangcwele umoya ingcwele ungenayo awuneliseki ufuna yonke into oyibonayo uyayifuna ngani manje awunamandla okuba content ngoba lento izwa nomoya ingcwele afika umoya ingcwele asinikeze ipeace that surpasses understanding that can hold our mind and our heart together angikhulumi ngepeace ukuthi akuliwa kunazimpi ngikhuluma ngepeace engaphakathi kwethu afika asinikeze the joy ngani ngoba the joy is the fruit of the Holy Spirit and the joy of the Lord is our strength baba afika umoya engcwele asinikeza umoya we gratitude uyabona umoya wokubonga ukwazi ukubonga nento encane ngoba umuntu ongena moya engcwele akakwazi ukubonga akakwazi kweneliseka futhi akakwazi ukubonga akaneliseki afike agrace ispeech sethu ukuthi uma sikhuluma kube nendlela esikhuluma ngayo hayi ngale ndlela esasikhuluma ngayo kudala afike asinikeze the goodness ngani ngoba is the fruit of the Holy Spirit umoya engcwele makafika kithi bese afika sinikeza faithfulness ukwethembekala bangcwele sethembakala eintweni eyincane ngoba kukhona into eyincane esingathembakalanga kuzo manje afika akhulume asenze ukuthi sikhulume iqiniso iqiniso lona alikho mnandi futhi kunzima ukulikhuluma bangcwele and aliginyeki bathi bathi iqiniso liyipilisi elifunekayo kodwa aliginyeki afika siphamandla ukuthi manje sikwazi ukukhuluma iqiniso noma ngabe kunzima afike umoya engcwele asinikeze umoya wegentleness asinikeze umoya wegladness sibe ngabantu bangcwele abahleli bethokozile manje la umpostoli uPaul emakhuluma khona lapho ku 2 Corinthians ku chapter 3 ekhuluma ngaze the glory of the new covenant yizinto afika zenza umoya engcwele kithi ku verse 10 uthi for what glorious has no glory now in comparison with a surpassing glory and if what was fading away came with glory how much greater is the glory of that which lasts manje this thing bangcwele I glory le Moses wayenayo ngelanga le Pentecost lelo wayine glory enye thema kehla ebukhoneni bangunkulunkulu wayine glory emangalisayo manje lana lithi zikaThixo and if what was fading away and I fade away the minute eloke hamba this glory was fading away manje thina lithi kuverse 12 therefore since we have such a hope we are very bold we are not like Moses who would put a veil over his face to keep the Israelite from gazing at it while the radiance was fading away. Yambona wenzani wabumboza ubuso bakhe wabumboza ukuthi bangamboni ukuthi this glory is fading away. But manje sikaNkuluNkulu liyasitshela ukuthi umoya engcwele make fika ufika ne glory that doesn't fade away. Bese maliqhubeka ku verse 14 lithi but their minds were made dull for to this day the same veil remains when the old covenant is read it has not been removed because only through Christ it is taken away even so to this day when Moses is read a veil covers their hearts but whenever anyone turns to the Lord, the veil is taken away. Now the Lord is the Spirit. And where there is the Spirit of the Lord, there is freedom. And we, who with unveiling faces all reflect the Lord's glory, are being transformed into his likeness with ever-increasing glory which comes from the Lord who is the Spirit. Simbongo uNkulunkulu. Siyabona ke ukuthi kenzeke ukuthi every time bangcwele we are being transformed ngale glory kaJesu Kristo. Day by day siya transforma. Manje uNkulunkulu ethembekile ngokuthi asiphume umoya engcwele. Kubalulekile bangcwele ukuthi manje simamukele uJesu ngoba ngekwenza konke sikwenze konke sesivala bangcwele without the Holy Spirit sikwenzela ize ngoba senzani senza izinto ngamandla ethu kodwa sidinga ukuthi umoya engcwele ehlele kithi njengoba sesishilo kuqala ukuthi akehleli kumuntu omdala ufuna ukuthi sizalwe kabusha may God richly bless you this morning kulula bangcwele ukwamukela uJesu ukusonta yes asikhulumi ngendaba indaba zokusonta futhi asikhulumi ngamabandla ethu sikhuluma ngokuba ne relationship nomoya oyingcwele ngoba uma une relationship nomoya oyingcwele uyakwazi ukuyakwazi kusikhuza uyakwazi ukusipha amandla asina wamandla ngegama lika Jesu Kristu wase Nazareth amen.
Share our passion for life on 657 AM.
Well, there is a time to search and a time to give up, a time to reap and a time to sow. Radio Pulpit wishes to be there at all times, even when you just need prayer. Send us your prayer requests by calling 067-429-7564 or email it to prayer@radiopulpit.co.za.
Tune in to Radio Pulpit on 657 AM for reliable Christian talk radio at its best. Find your daily dose of Christ-centered motivation and encouragement on Radio Pulpit 657. Download our app now. Tune in to radiopulpit.co.za or find us on DSTV Audio 882 and OpenView 607. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion for more than 40 years, brings a relevant moral alternative to 400,000 listeners in a variety of South African languages. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and download our podcasts today.
You and 657 AM and Life, a winning team on the road to eternity.